All right, it's Jeff Swetman. Good afternoon. Welcome to another WNRN in studio session, and we're thrilled to be joined today by the Kentucky duo known as Girl Tones. Hello, hello.
Hi.
We've got Kenzie and Layla in here with us, and Kenzie's playing guitar and singing. Layla's on drums and singing. And let's just have you get into a song. Which one did you want to do first for us?
Sure. We'll do Blame for you all today, if that's cool.
Sounds great.
Okay.
It's Girl Tones rocking out in studio at WNRN today. Not even really a show in the area, but just kind of traveling through. Where are you coming from and where are you going to next?
We are coming from D.C. and we're going home today.
Final stuff. All right.
Yes.
We're honored to be it. And so home is Kentucky still?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So Bowling Green is an hour north of Nashville and less than 2 hours south of Louisville, right?
Correct. Yes, that's correct.
Did either of those places, I think of a lot of cool music that's come out of both of those towns. Were you able to play shows there, make friends there? How did that kind of work out? Or were you a little scared of the big city kind of thing? Or how did that work?
Oh, no. We grew up, like, we took music lessons in Nashville because it was just so close. So we were going there pretty much, like, every other week. And we were always going to concerts in Nashville, and like it was kind of like a part town, hometown. You know what I mean? It's
okay.
Like we've always spent a lot of time in Nashville, and it's just great.
Truth be told, when we were younger, Nashville was still tiny, and so we have seen it grow and grow and grow. So it's kind of interesting to see how much bigger it is now than when we were little. Like the whole, when you drive in, the skyline is just totally different than what I remember.
Yeah, yeah. And your buddy Brad Schultz from Cage the Elephant has had a little bit of a part to play in making Nashville more of a rock town, I feel like.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
You know, Jack White, Dan Auerbach relocating there and starting studios and stuff. It's been great to see in the last, you know, 15, 20 years or whatever. But yeah, for folks that don't know, Brad was producer and there's a label involved, his new label venture, Parallel Vision. Talk about how you kind of cross paths with him.
Yeah, so we are, obviously, we're from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and so is Cage the Elephant. They are based, well, they were from Bowling Green. I guess they're based out of Nashville now. But basically, like Layla was saying, we were playing a lot of shows around town, around Kentucky, small little, like, Somerset, Kentucky, like, very DIY house show types of situations. And so we started getting a little buzz around Bowling Green and stuff, and so Brad found out about us somehow, I don't know how, and Cage the Elephant followed us on Instagram, and we kind of lost our minds a little bit, because, you know, we, you know, this is like our dream to do this as a living, and to have someone like that reach out to you, I mean, that's just like something you hear out of a movie, really.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened. So that was back in 2019 when he reached out. We didn't get into the studio with him until like 2022. And he had tried before to start labels and it never really worked out. It just wasn't the right time. But it felt like he was ready to start a label. We were ready to be on a label, obviously. So it just kind of worked out perfectly where we were the first signed artist to his label, Parallel Vision.
Wow. Congrats on all of that. That's amazing. And I know you've been touring around with them, right? Playing some pretty big places.
Oh, yeah.
This year and last year, the EP Blame is out as of May. And I think it's been almost exactly a year since your first single. So congrats on that.
It's crazy to think that it has been that long. But yes, it has been a year.
Well, I want to ask you some of your highlights of that year. But first, let's get into another song. Which one did you want to do next?
We'll do Again.
Girl Tones in here with us for an in-studio session, and they do have a couple of big festivals on the docket for later this year. They're at Shaky Knees in Atlanta in September, the ACL Fest in October, And yeah, looking back over this past year since you released that first track, Fade Away, what have been some of your own personal highlights? Oh, playing other festivals, I guess, like Lollapalooza.
Oh my gosh, that was a whirlwind. We got to play at Red Rocks Amphitheater.
Yeah. Nice.
So that was another big goal.
What does that look like from the, I've been there as a patron, you know, like way up top. It's very steep.
It is.
Yeah. What is that as an artist? It's such a beautiful setting.
Yeah.
It's a lot more like overwhelming because you can see everyone. It's like, because you're on the ground on the stage. Yeah. And
so it just looks like a wall of people
and looking down on you. So it's like the total inverse of like, you know, when we're the elevated on the stage, everyone's lower. Yeah. But so it was like definitely you felt that there were that many people a lot more than you would at a typical venue because you can see everyone. You just can.
Wow.
It's really weird.
And I tried to climb to the top after our set. That was a mistake. I should have tried to climb before because I ran out of breath like halfway through. So
I can definitely
understand that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you're both classically trained. I know you've been getting some questions about this. How do you feel like that has informed what you do? What's that famous, is it a Miles Davis quote or something where it's like you learn as much as you can and then you try to forget it all or something? Is that sort of a...
Yeah, I definitely think coming from a classically trained background and learning, like you said, that music theory and the scales, all the kind of boring stuff. I'm just playing. But... Well, not really, to be honest. But learning all that kind of stuff and then using those tools to create catchy melodies or to create a catchy song in general, I think is incredibly helpful. And going, I will add, going from a fretless instrument to a fretted instrument is so easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the cello, you have to, or with any fretless instrument, you have to be so precise.
Yeah.
And to go from that to kind of these little, a little extra help, I guess you could say.
Cheat code.
A little cheat code. I think that also helps too. So it has helped me tremendously with my melodic structures.
Very cool. Well, have you ever done the Jimmy Page, like, the bow thing with the guitar yet?
No, I haven't. Okay. No.
And, Layla, for you, going from piano to drums, there's maybe some piano coming, I understand, for future Girl Tone songs,
yes.
You think?
Yeah, we have a piano song. And we have some songs scattered around with, like, touches of piano that are just kind of tucked away that you might spot. But, yeah, that was really fun getting to, like, revisit that. It was kind of something that we reworked in the studio, so it was like I just kind of got to mess around on piano and try my hand because I never really wrote on piano because I was just learning classical music, so it was kind of fun to explore that and see, like, use that past experience to kind of, you know, open a new, like, door of possibilities of, like, new writing styles, you know?
We never want to pigeonhole ourselves into anything, and so I hope people can see that when these songs come out, that we want to be able to do what we want to do, not just be like, we are strictly this specific thing.
Yeah, for sure. We're talking with Girl Tones here in studio with WNRN. Kenzie on guitar and vocals, Layla on drums and vocals, and the new EP, Blame, is out now. There's a new single even more recently than the EP, Got It, has just come out in recent weeks. Mm-hmm. Any timeline for new songs or a full album maybe, or still kind of tinkering with that?
Yes, we we have a new song coming out. It's called Cherry Picker, and it's out very soon.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and I'm curious too, with young bands now, you really do kind of have to keep up with the content algorithms and things.
Yeah.
Do you feel pressure for that, or is it, do you try to record a bunch and then just release them in every couple months or whatever? Like, what's your approach to all of that?
It's kind of a mix. You know, we film a lot, like, as we go on the road, just to have in, like, any downtime, but we'll do a lot of, like, we really enjoy making, like, full music videos and stuff, so we're always working on, like, ideas for things like that, and, you know, we're constantly just shooting content, you know, it's kind of what you got to do, really.
This tour specifically, I used to be very much into film photography, and I went to photojournalism school for a very small amount of time. So I have started to take all my film stuff back out on the road and just start to mess around with it. Doing it that way is a little more easy for us because it feels more natural, you know, in the moment, whatever.
Yeah.
And as far as, like, the rollout of singles, like, it's totally different than what I thought it would have been because I had this idea in my mind that you would just release a few singles and then it's an album, right? Mm-hmm. But it's so different nowadays where it's like you do a single at a time and then the whole album comes out as a whole. Mm-hmm. So we have an album, but it's just like a very slow rollout, I would say.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I got to ask you about the High and Dry cover, too. There's a Radiohead song on the EP, and I do a feature on my show every weekday, too, Take Two of Two. I play the cover and the original back-to-back. How did you pinpoint that particular song to do?
Yeah, so right after that, we released I Know You Know, which is another kind of acoustic, slower song of ours that is pretty heavily inspired by Radiohead in general. So the idea was to kind of warm up the audience to the idea of that we play a little bit softer stuff as well as like stuff like yeah. we just played.
You have a softer side.
Yeah, exactly. So that okay. was kind of the mindset behind that.
What song did you want to take us out with?
Sure. We'll do the new song, Got It. You know I got it.
Tones in studio with WNRN. Kenzie and Layla, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I did think of one last question before y'all go. As we mentioned, your sisters, you're moved kind of from different instruments in the classical realm to what you're doing now. And I'm wondering the time frame of, like, did you have to convince one or the other to go that route? Or what was the deal there with the, did you go down to the crossroads like Robert Johnson? Or
That's a funny question. I mean, so our dad introduced us to the White Stripes at kind of the same time. We definitely fell in love with it. And Layla would play along with the live recordings of Meg White and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it kind of, you know, when you grow up with your sibling, you all watch the same stuff. You listen to the same stuff. So it just kind of worked out perfectly for us. But that is a funny question. Yeah.
I was curious about that as we were talking. I'm like, I better ask that before they go. So thank you for all the info. And yeah, best of luck with touring the rest of the year and the new material. Where's the best place for folks to go to check out online and such?
Well, we're on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, and our music's on all the streaming services. So just
under the name Girl Tones.
Look up Girl Tones and you'll find us.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
All
right.
Make sure it's Tones and not Toes, because you'll get something very different.
Well, safe travels back to Kentucky, y'all. And
thank you.
Thanks to our WNRN team, Michaelin on video, Ben on sound. And thanks to our members for making sessions like this possible. And you can get to our full archive, almost 30 years worth of sessions, at WNRN.org. Thanks again, y'all. Girl
Thank
Tones.
You. Thank you for having
in
us.
In studio with WNRN. We appreciate it. I'm Jeff Swetman.